Joining us right now is State Representative John Spiros. The Assembly is done with that budget package. It's off to the Senate. No amendments from the Democrats today and very short debate. Did that surprise you?
I think it surprised all of us. Actually, there was one amendment, but that came last night. That was an amendment by one Democrat that tried to increase the budget by $2.9
billion. $2.9
billion? Billion, yes.
I'm curious, what was that amendment about?
Reversing and rolling everything back from a few years ago. And believe it or not, there was only one aye, and that was that individual, and everything else was a no.
Even their own party?
Yes.
So somebody tried to basically go back in time before Act 10, before the budget cuts, before the limits to school spending.
Right, reversing everything that's been in process for the last few years. So it was quite interesting, but that actually, there was one amendment, and that came last night. And but other than that, today there were no amendments. We were told there was 211 amendments, and we were ready, and we didn't hear anything.
As you look at the budget as passed by the Assembly, what do you like about it, and what don't you like about it?
You know, I think the income tax cuts are a big plus, and I would say that that's a big plus. Because my campaign, when I ran, that was one of the number one things, was cutting taxes. So from the standpoint of the middle class gets a nice tax cut. So I would say from the standpoint of very favorable, that's one of them. The other one, I think, from the favorable standpoint is K through 12. Per pupil funding is $150 in each year for the next 2 years. I think that's outstanding. Granted, I think that the superintendent put out something that said about 275. When you take a look at the structural deficit, everything moving forward, that just wouldn't have worked. There was a few other things that I would say that I had some issues with, but like the UW tuition freeze, I think is a benefit for those parents who send children to UW and those children who go to UW. So I think that was another a big thing from our standpoint. And the expansion of school choice statewide, and a tax deduction for private school tuition. So I think those were some of the positives that we can take out of it. You know, it's one of those things that I think in any budget that I've dealt with in the last, this is going on 9 years of budgets, now this is the first state budget, but looking at it, you know, back, there's always parts that you don't like. And I would say I had some reservations on the DNA side. I had some concern on residency. I still have concern on residency, because I worked hard on trying to bring residency in. And we as a council before, when I was in Marshfield, passed that. And this changes that. And basically, I think it has a 15-mile rule. But it also does exempt those who are volunteers. So they did change that a little bit. And so there's a few things in there and some other stuff probably, but it's menial that I'm not real happy with.
And just so we clarify for the listeners, the residency requirement is for those municipalities that want somebody that, say, is a municipal employee to live within that municipality. This gives you at least a little bit of a cushion if you're outside of that area.
Right, absolutely.
Well, the debate starts tomorrow in the Senate. Any predictions?
You know, just being in the Assembly after today, how it ended, I was very surprised. So I'm going to be there tomorrow, so it's going to be interesting. I'm going to have my ears and eyes open, and we'll see. I have no predictions. No predictions, not at all.
State Representative John Spiros joining us today. Thank you.